Section 1 Historic Neighborhoods, the Country Club neighborhood, also known as Oil Barons Row. This area is made up of Hamilton Boulevard, Hampstead Lane, Taft Boulevard, Speedway Avenue, Camelot Drive, Harrison Street, the campus of Midwestern State University, Midwestern Parkway, and Louis J. Rodriguez Drive. The 660-acre Country Club Estates, dedicated in 1926, was one of the city's first highly restricted residential neighborhoods. Marking its entrance at 2601 Harrison Boulevard is the Pavilion Building, a white stucco Spanish Colonial Revival style building which served as the real estate sales office of developers N.H. Martin and W.V. Hamilton. The development originally consisted of 8 miles of tree-lined brick streets, underground wiring, and irrigated parks and gardens. The Country Club neighborhood contains the majority of the city's larger, older homes and is known for the quality and variety of architectural styles. The grandeur of these larger homes reflects the owner's lifestyle based on the discovery and production of oil in the area during the 1920s. Number 1, the Woman's Forum, located at 2120 Speedway. This cream-colored building with its arches in the front and multicolored tile roof is truly worthy of its historic designation. Designed by T.L. Story, it was completed in 1929 on land donated by the Hamilton Martin Investment Company. A major addition to the east side of the original structure was completed in 1960. Since its inception, it has been the cultural center of our city. Over 500 activities continue to be held in this building annually. This clubhouse has earned its place in history because of its significance as a civic, educational, and cultural center. The Spanish-Italianate structure complements the homes in the Country Club Estates. In the 1927 deed to the land, the Hamilton Martin Investment Company stipulated that a club home be built of which Wichita Falls would be justly proud. The building and all it represents should be a source of pride for every Wichita Falls citizen. The Woman's Forum recently donated the building to the Kemp Center for the Arts as it continues today as a cultural center. Number 2, the W.D. Klein Bridwell Mansion, nicknamed the White House, located at 3100 Hamilton Boulevard. This mansion is located at Ellingham and Hamilton Boulevard in the Country Club Estates and is considered of the neoclassical architectural style. Between 1926 and 1929, the mansion was designed and built on a 4-acre tract by architects J.F. Lauck of Kansas City and Volker Dixon of Wichita Falls for Walter Klein and Ella Pipes Klein. When the plans for the house were first revealed in 1926, the brick and marble home was hailed as one of the finest in the entire South. The two-story structure is constructed of cut Indiana limestone with 6 Corinthian columns that encircle the front porch with limestone parapet to enclose the flat roof, which is 31 feet above ground. The mansion is also commonly known as the White House, due in part to the design of the front entrance and facade treatments. Walter Klein was one of the original prospectors who found the Fowler Well, which set off the Burke Burnett oil boom. Klein held prominent positions within the community. However, in 1937, he lost his home because of debt to the Great Southwestern Life Insurance Company. Joseph Sterling Bridwell, an oil baron, rancher, civic leader, and philanthropist, bought the house in a sheriff sale. Number 3, Ben Franklin Elementary School, located at 2112 Speedway Avenue. This school was built by Volker and Dixon in 1926 and opened in January of 1927. Developers W.B. Hamilton and N.H. Martin donated the land for the school, where it is located next door to the Woman's Forum. Number 4, the Perkins Prothrow House, located at 3301 Harrison Boulevard. Situated in the Country Club neighborhood's largest site of 10 acres, this English Tudor Revival-style house was built in 1929 by businessman and philanthropist J.J. Perkins. Mr. and Mrs. Perkins founded the Perkins School of Theology at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. They supported many other charitable endeavors, and the home still remains in the family today. Number 5, the Cooper Mansion, located at 2902 Hamilton. Featured in Architectural Digest when it was built in 1938, the front and back of this home are identical. The first lady of the home, Dora Cooper, didn't want her oil tycoon husband coming into the house filthy with oil and dirt, so she ordered him to come in from the back of the home where she had built his washroom. Number 6, the McKenna Home, located at 2103 Avondale Street. This was the first home built in the Country Club Edition in 1926 with R.H. Brown as the general contractor. The first owner was Jason E. McKenna. The home was modeled after one in France and exhibits a French eclectic style with its unique turret. Number 7, the Hardin Administration Building at Midwestern State University, located at 3400 Taft Boulevard. This first permanent structure for Hardin Junior College, founded in 1922, is significant due to the financing, a combination of the Public Works Administration, a philanthropic grant from J.G. Hardin in the amount of $225,000, matching funds from the citizens of Wichita Falls in the form of a bond issued for $200,000, funded the building. Its Italianate style set the pattern for all the other buildings built on the campus today. By the construction of this building, the Hardin Junior College was allowed to develop its own personality and create a separate entity apart from the local school district. The architectural style of the Hardin building was adapted to show artistic harmony of the entire building group and to signify the influence of sunny Italy and our own warm climate. Number 8, the Sykes House. Built in 1938 by Lewis Sykes, this 9,000 square foot home now sits on 43 acres and is a replica of Mount Vernon. Originally, the Sykes estate was the largest in-town estate in Wichita Falls, as it was built on an 1,100-acre tract. Acquired by Midwestern State University in the 1970s, it now serves as the official residence for university presidents. The Committee for the Preservation of Sykes House oversees the preservation of the architectural integrity of the house and its grounds. Additional sites of interest include Church Row, located on Taft Boulevard between Hampstead and Midwestern Parkway. Situated across the street from Midwestern State University is Church Row. In the early 1950s, this area along Taft was a mesquite-filled pasture with white-faced cows and barbed wire fences. W.B. Hamilton's T-Bone Ranch headquarters were where French Village is now located. The area has since developed with numerous beautiful churches, including University United Methodist Church, First Presbyterian, and First Christian, all constructed between the 1950s and 1970s. The L.T. Burns home, located at 2025 Clarinda. The grounds of this English Tudor-style house were the home of the original Burns lighted Christmas display. Lillian McGregor Burns joined her oil man husband, L.T. Burns' quiet philanthropy in the Wichita Falls community. The family is best remembered by the fabulous panoramic lighted Christmas display they started on the lawn of their home in 1929. They started simply, but Mrs. Burns enlarged the display each year by adding a scene or figure. Cars would be backed up for blocks to view the annual display. In 1970, a 7-day tally indicated that 22,000 cars had passed by to see the colorful Christmas extravaganza. After Mrs. Burns' death, the collection was stored in Archer City and later given to Midwestern State University. Thousands of people continue to enjoy the annual Fantasy of Lights on Midwestern State's campus between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. Many of the displays still feature Mrs. Burns' original scenes and those built in the 1950s by their oil company employees. 2207 Clarinda. This home was built in the 1940s for J.C. Jennings. The Jennings were always looking for excitement and often gave surprise costume parties for their many friends. They had costumes custom ordered from Hollywood, and as their guests arrived, they would hand them a sack and send them off to the powder room to change. Mr. Jennings got such a kick out of everyone else coming out of the powder room, looking ridiculous, that Mrs. Jennings sent him in with his own sack. He emerged as a big pink bunny rabbit. From all our information, the Jennings never held another costume party. 2023 Berkeley. J.D. Bride of Continental Oil, now known as Exxon, was the original owner of this home, which was built in 1926. Information in the Kelly Collection at the Wichita County Archives leads us to believe that this may have been one of the earliest completed homes in the Country Club Edition. Other residents have included a president of the Wichita Mill and Elevator Company and a physician. Architecturally, the house has many features of the late Georgian style. These include the rectangular shape of the two-story section, a slender chimney, symmetrically placed windows with shutters, hipped roof, and a centered front door flanked by narrow vertical side lights. Additions include a master bedroom, hall, powder room, and a patio room. The Harry Hines home, located at 2100 Berkeley. This is the former home of Harry Hines, a prosperous commissioner of public roads. Harry Hines Boulevard in Dallas is named for him. The Ray Howard Home, located at 2105 Berkeley. This was the home of Ray Howard, son of the founder of our local newspaper, the Times Record News. Mr. Howard was a close friend of President Lyndon Johnson and his wife, Lady Bird, and had the couple to the house many times as overnight guests. The Miller Home, located at 2802 Hamilton. Built in 1926, this home was modeled after an Italian villa. The young woman who lived here was made an instant celebrity when the nationally known song, "The Object of My Affection," was written about her by Pinky Tomlin. Howard Hughes visited here frequently. 3000 Hamilton. This home was built in 1927, and records indicate that Joseph Kell, Frank Kell's only son, purchased this home in 1932.